A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussions, I'd like us to consider the Word of God from the book of Genesis, chapter number 2 and in verse number 7. The Bible says, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Until the breath of God came, the man was not a living being. He was not alive. He was existing, but not alive. He was just there like a figure, like a mannequin, like an effigy, without substance, without life. But substance entered into him when God breathed into his nostril the breath of life," symbolizing that the success and the rising, the lifting of any sheep or any destiny is largely dependent on the breath of the Almighty, the breath of God. Without the breath of God on what a man does, that thing will not produce results. Everything in life requires the breath of the Almighty for survival and for productivity, for fruitfulness also. The breath of the Almighty is needed. Let me make it very clear to you. When the breath of God enters into a lifeless place, it comes alive. When the breath of God enters into a dead thing, it comes back to life. I hope you have not forgotten in a hurry the experience of Mary, young Mary who had never met any man. The Bible says, when she questioned the angel, "How will this thing be, seeing I know not a man?" The angel Gabriel answered Mary and said, "The power of the highest will overshadow you." He said, "The spirit of the Lord will come on you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you." That is the breath of the Almighty coming upon a man and overshadowing that man. Mary had never known a man, but when the breath of the Almighty came upon her, she became pregnant, she became fruitful, she became a mother. She got pregnant by the breath of the Almighty. She produced results by the breath of the Almighty. And so the breath of the Almighty causes a sheaf to arise, causes destinies to arise and to be lifted up. Don't ever forget, in Ezekiel chapter 37, the valley of the dry bones, in verse number 10 precisely, Ezekiel the prophet said, "So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army." They came to life. These bones were dry bones. They were the valley of the dry bones. They were dead. They were dry. They were lifeless. They were hopeless. But the man of God prophesied, and by reason of the prophecy, he invited the breath of the Almighty. And the Bible makes it clear that when the breath of God came upon these dry bones, when the breath of God entered into them, two things happened. Number one, life came into them. Life came. Life will come anywhere the breath of God is. Any business that receives and accommodates the breath of the Almighty prospers. Any womb that receives, that accommodates the breath of the Almighty will prosper and be fruitful. Everything that receives the breath of God comes to life. These soldiers, these dry bones came to life. They came to life because of the breath of God. And I see everything about your life, about your family, your children, your business, your earth, coming back to life by reason of the breath of God in the name of Jesus. So the breath of the Almighty brings things to life. The breath brought these armies to life. And not only did life enter into them, not only did they gain life, the Bible says they stood upon their feet. Anywhere the breath of God finds entrance, anywhere that accommodates the breath of God, things stand on their feet. That destiny stands on his feet. That destiny stands upright. And so the breath of the Almighty God brings life. The breath of the Almighty God makes you to stand upon your feet. A man that stands upon his feet is not dependent on any. is not leaning on any apart from God. He's leaning only on God and on the word of God. He's standing upon his feet. He is not a beggar in life. He is not begging to survive. He is not begging to live or to eat. He is living. He has the breath of the Almighty. He is standing on his feet. He is standing firm. He has life, the life of God. And so this is very important. The breath of the Almighty causes things to stand on their feet. The breath of the Almighty gives life to things. And so I am praying that this breath will come upon your life today. This breath will come afresh upon your family. This breath will come upon your business and upon all your endeavors. It will receive the breath of the Almighty and it will produce amazing results. The breath of God produces results. The breath of God brings results anywhere in life and in destiny. And so I'm asking for that breath upon your life, upon your destiny, upon your business. And I am prophesying your business will stand on its feet. You will stand on your feet. You will not be dependent on people. You will not beg people before you eat. You will not borrow from people to survive. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God will rest upon you and it will set you upon your feet as it did for Ezekiel, and it will make you a vast army. The things you do may produce little or no result without the breath of the Almighty. And so it is the breath of God that gives life, that gives meaning, that gives sense to whatever a man does in life. You are a musician. It is the breath of the Almighty upon your music that gives sense, that gives life, that gives impact to your music. You are a writer. It is the breath of the Almighty, the inspiration that births the book, that gives it acceptability and makes it a blessing to people. And it is my prayer that the breath of the Almighty will come upon all that you do and cause it to produce amazing results to the praise of the glory of the name of the Almighty God, the breath of the Almighty. Don't forget where we started from. God molded man. He molded man from the dust and he breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And that was only when man became a living soul. You are not alive. You are merely existing and not living until the breath of God comes upon you. Your business is merely existing and not living until the breath of God comes upon that business or comes into that business. We all need the breath of this Almighty, the supernatural, the breath of the Almighty, the power of the Spirit of the living God to bring prosperity to all that we do, to cause you to stand upon your feet, to bring life, to inject life, the Zoe of God into your endeavors and into your businesses, the Zoe of God, the life of God, the breath of God. This enters into your life, into your family, into your business, in the name of Jesus. And don't forget, it gives life. Not only does it give life, it sets you upon your feet. And when you are standing on your feet, you are not dependent on any. You are not a beggar in life. You are able to stand and to produce results and to make things happen. Your life is not dependent. It's not an appendage to any. You have the breath of God. You are standing upon your feet. My prayer is that by reason of the breath of God upon you, you will stand upon your feet. You will prosper in all that you do. Things will go on well with you, and God's name in your life will be glorified. You are like one of the dry bones in the valley, and the breath of God has entered into you now, and you are now standing on your feet. You are now a very great warrior in the kingdom of the Most High God. You are producing results. You are having more wins, more successes, more breakthroughs. You are achieving great feats because of the breath of the Almighty that is upon your life and upon all that you do, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Father, I receive the breath of the Almighty, the life of God, the Zoe of God into all that I do, into my life and destiny and all that I do, in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? And Ambroshi ande bralo sekete lebro no yolo moshante le canto vreni a grane sheto prane gyadoto yola prene geduzo vrane Ketoshe Debede. I receive the breath of the Almighty, the Zoe of the Almighty, upon my life, upon my destiny, upon my family, upon my business, upon my ministry, upon all that I do. I receive the Zoe of God, the life of God, the breath of the Almighty, in the name of Jesus. In Kroniajo, Velam Pro no Jode, Egita Lo Shate Ketepeto, Le Pranegedua Rusha, Ruakata Yalabede, Enianto Shotoyo, Velepe Tu Kambru Yalia Dabada. In the name of Jesus, I receive the breath of the Almighty in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to receive the grace to stand upon your feet and not to be dependent on any other than the Spirit of the Living God. Father, I receive that enablement. I receive the grace to stand upon my feet, to stand on my feet spiritually. I receive the grace to stand upon my feet mentally and emotionally. I receive the grace to stand up my feet financially, career-wise and ministerially. I receive the grace to stand on my feet. I will not be an appendage to any. I will not be dependent on any. And the Lord will prosper all that I do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, by your breath, let greatness come out of my life. Let greatness be brought out of my destiny by reason of your breath in the name of Jesus. Please pray. Our Father, I pray that by reason of your breath, that greatness will come out of my life, come out of my destiny by reason of the breath of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. Let your breath be upon me and let your name be glorified. Let me live and not merely exist in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the breath of the Almighty God will come upon you and set you upon your feet in the name of Jesus. I receive for you the breath of the Almighty God. And I ask in the name of Jesus that the life of God will enter into you, enter into your business and all your endeavors. I pray that grace to stand on your feet be injected, be imparted into you. You will stand upon your feet financially, spiritually, mentally, materially. You will not be dependent on any, and the name of the Lord in your life will be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this evening, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. For your comment, your question, your testimony, or your counseling needs, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.